Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning as we celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion, and we pray that God blesses you in this time together. For those that are live streaming, remember that for the sacrament of communion, you may get your own elements ready to receive that sacrament. In our time of worship, let us prepare as we listen to our morning prelude.
Our opening scripture is taken from John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17, and can be found on page 1069 of the Pew Bibles. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. Let's pray. O God, your word is not just a one-way conversation. Talk with us today and hear us as we pray. Free us that we might listen for your voice and empower us to speak to you. For in Christ Jesus, you have called us into a friendship which influences all of our relationships. Help us to see beauty where we might be tempted to see ugliness in ourselves as well as in others. May your joy be evident in our actions and interactions. Help us to lift others up, for we are all created in your image. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Ephesians 3, Paul writes, I pray that you may grasp how long, how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Let us stand together as we're able and sing number 67, The Love of God, leading into number 473, Victory in Jesus.
Thank you.
love of Christ, let us share the peace of Christ with each other.
Evidently, it's time for children's message, so children are invited to come forward. Huh. Do you know what all five of these children have in common? What? They're cousins. Wow. I tell you. And you ordered it so the pretty one's in the middle. And the handsome ones are on the outside. Huh. I want to know, when you woke up this morning, who decided what clothes you were going to wear to church? You made that decision? No. Who made that decision for you? Mama and Dada. Mama and Dada? Did you get to decide what you put on? Did you choose well? You look good. Did you get to decide? You look good too. Those are butterflies. And what is on your shirt, sharks. O'Reilly? What? Sharks. That's what I thought. You've got a very interesting shirt on there, young man. Do you like that color that your parents picked out for you? I mean, you kind of like stand out in the crowd. That's pretty nice. The clothes we wear say something about us. You know, I thought maybe today you were going to put on your pastor's suit, Riley. He's got a pastor suit that's nice and black and looks even better than I. It's too hot for that, I tell you. I hear that. But when you pick out your clothes in the morning or someone picks them out for you, there's a reason you put on clothes. It can be whether it's hot or cold. It can be maybe you're not wearing these clothes to play in the backyard. But when we put on our clothes, our physical clothes, which is an important decision each day, we also need to think about the clothes that God wants us to put on, okay? And in our reading from Colossians chapter 3, which I just lost my place, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." So as you put on clothes each day, God also wants to put on these internal clothes so that we can honor Him and we can live for Him. And as we put on those four qualities, He wants us to put on forgiveness. What is forgiveness? Finn? Well, forgiving others for what? Forgiving others for what they did to us. Do we ever have to ask for forgiveness for what we've done to others? Yeah, because none of us are perfect. So we have those qualities, and He wants us to put on forgiveness, and He wants us to wrap them all with one word, and it's called love. So as we get dressed in those important decisions it might be, He also wants us to put on those qualities, and I'm sure the five of you have that as there's plenty of times you play together, right? And you get along real well, you never have to apologize to each other, do you? No, you guys are perfect, right, when you play? There comes that smile. So once in a while, we have to have forgiveness. Even though we're patient and kind, there are times. And I know that there's love amongst you. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the blessing of these children and for all your children. We thank you for the qualities of clothing that you want us to put on in our hearts and our minds, that we would honor you. Bless these children in Christ, we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. We come to our time of prayer this morning and look at the concerns on the back of your bulletin. I would add that Shirley Wise, mother of Renee Lichty, has been placed into hospice care. She is over at Jenna Cross in Napoleon, so we can be praying for Shirley and also for her family. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, loving Lord, in these moments of prayer, in this time of worship, we thank you that you have ordained this time to be set apart for our worship of you. You, our amazing God. You are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are a God of forgiveness. You are a God of grace. You are a God of love. We thank you. We thank you for guiding us through the counsel of your Spirit. We thank you for empowering us through the strength of your Spirit. We thank you for loving us and redeeming us through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And in this time of prayer, as we think about being clothed with the qualities that Jesus teaches us to be clothed with, God, we thank you for creating us in your image. We thank you for giving us Jesus as someone that we can have as an example, so to say, in our lives, to live in his kindness, to live in his faithfulness, to live in the ways of his forgiveness and restoration and redemption. God, we thank you that in this hour we can praise you through both song and word and even sharing the peace of Christ with one another and in the sacrament of communion, a sacrament that calls us to examine our heart and our mind, to confess our sin, to confess our sins, those that we have committed and those that we have left undone and even those that we omitted without any foreknowledge. In this time of worship, we thank you for the unity we have with one another through Jesus Christ. We pray your blessing upon those who have gathered, those who are visiting, those who are connected in, that we would know your truth. We continue to pray for the family of Donna Buer as they go through these weeks prior to her services. We pray that they would know your peace. We pray for Susie Enderle as she goes through these final days before surgery on Wednesday. We pray for the success of that surgery. We pray for the peace of her heart and her family as they wait. We pray for Louise as she is now a resident at Hillside. Lord, we pray for that time of transition. We pray for her children in this time. We pray for Don and for Charlene as Don continues through treatment. We pray for his patience as he waits for that surgery date. We pray for Sandy Miller and Roger as she continues to go through dialysis and all goes through the time of plans to bring her back home. We pray for Arlene as she continues to receive treatment. We praise the good news that Monty is cancer-free, and we pray for him and we pray for Larry. We pray for Regina as she once again is at Fairlawn and waiting for further plans for her health treatment. We pray for Ben and Sue as Ben continues to recover and as he waits a coming surgery. We pray for Stuart and for Rhonda. Lord, we just pray for Shirley and the family that they would know your strength. Lord, hear us as we unite in the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Beyond all measure, that he would give his only his wounds which mar the chosen one. Bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. Should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart: his wounds have paid my ransom. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure.
Let's pray. O Lord, these gifts we are about to collect are yours. We can return but a fraction of what you have first given us, and yet you have called us sons and daughters. Our work is yours, O Lord. We are but laborers in your field, and yet you have called us friends. Our hands are yours, O Lord. We reach out but little in comparison to you, and yet you have called us brothers and sisters. Empower us to give with the joy of children, to labor with the freedom of friends, to touch with the connectedness of family. Reside in us that our living may be for you. In Christ Jesus we pray, amen. I invite the ushers to come forward to collect our morning offerings.